This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Rapids Common Council discussed the proposed ATV-UTV ordinance at their meeting last night. It was brought to the Public Works Committee by Alderperson Madeline Palmquist. This after Wisconsin Rapids residents voted down an earlier ordinance on the November ballot that would have allowed 12- to 15-year-old drivers to operate the recreational vehicles on city streets. During discussion, Alderperson Ryan Austin, District 1, stated the opinion that voting for the ordinance is a vote for economic development.
This is not just allowing vehicles on city streets. It's about ensuring the future prosperity of our city.
His is also the only district that voted for the original ordinance. Alderpersons Dean Veneman and Justin Pluis both voiced the opinion that for the council to push this ordinance through after the people voted no would be going against the will of the people who elected them. Alderperson Palmquist held to her position that the people aren't against ATVs and UTVs completely, just the first proposed ordinance.
Our constituents entrusted us to be leaders. They assigned us to do the research on these topics, weigh the options, consult with the experts, and make decisions that allow our city to progress.
Alderperson Patrick Delaney, District 7, pointed out that while he will vote no if the ordinance is brought to a vote, his replacement has indicated he will vote yes when he takes over the position. Mayor Zacher was asked to weigh in on the discussion as he would be a tiebreaker if the vote eventually ties 4-4 down the road.
My biggest thing is to understand there's pressure from the state all the way down through the county, through the city, and it's coming, and it's going to be here eventually.
Alderperson Justin Pluis, District 3, made a motion to table the ordinance until there could be further discussion. That motion eventually passed, and the ATV-UTV ordinance will be tabled until it's brought before the Common Council again as an agenda item. Governor Tony Evers will deliver the State of the State address tonight. His office says he'll focus on lowering costs for Wisconsinites, affordable housing, support for public schools, childcare, and mental health care. And after the Madison school shooting, he said he'd be unveiling his most robust gun reform proposal yet. His top priorities as governor have been largely rebuked by Republicans. They still hold the majority in the legislature, but that majority has gotten smaller. We've also learned that next month he'll give his budget address. That's where we'll learn in detail what he's included in the next biennial budget. The State of the State address is tonight at 7 at the Capitol in the Assembly Chambers. Then Republicans will hold their own rebuttal. Amtrak's Borealis service is set to receive a boost from the feds. Stuart J. Wattles has more.
It's almost $39 million coming from the Department of Transportation, aimed at enhancing commuter rail options between Chicago and Minneapolis. The federal grant will support the popular route that began operations last May. There are stops in several Wisconsin communities, including Milwaukee, The Dells, and La Crosse. The service has already attracted over 100,000 riders since it started. A statement supporting the project from Senator Tammy Baldwin says the investment will provide more travel options for Wisconsinites, support local economies, and improve transportation efficiency.
A resolution has been approved requesting improved safety measures at the intersection of U.S. Highway 10 and State Highway 186. The Wood County Board of Supervisors unanimously approved the resolution. The request outlines applying new safety measures, recommending an overpass. Since the Highway 10 redesign in 2014, there have been 3 fatal vehicle crashes at this intersection. In the past 2 years, there have been 42 wrong-way drivers and 27 other reported crashes. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Marquette defeats Seton Hall. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road over Seton Hall. The final 76-59. A big night for Cam Jones, who led with 19 points after a poor showing over the weekend in their loss against Xavier. Head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, if you think about it, his role has changed so much in just, you know, the last several months. But I've got to make sure I help him understand that heavy is the head that wears the crown, and there's no two people that applies to in this program more than him and me.
Marquette hosts Villanova on Friday. The Badgers with a loss at UCLA, 85-83. The loss snapping a 7-game winning streak for the Badgers. They'll host Nebraska Sunday at noon at the Kohl Center. And in baseball, former Brewer and Yankee pitcher C.C. Sabathia voted into the Hall of Fame. The 6'6", 300-pound lefty came to Milwaukee in 2008 in that trade with Cleveland and led the Brewers to the postseason for the first time in 26 years. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Cameron Diaz would love to be in the sequel of The Mask, but there is a condition. The Something About Mary actress who starred in the first Mask as Tina Carlyle in 1994 said she would absolutely love to do another installment, but only if Jim Carrey is involved. In the film, Carrey played a banker who develops magical powers when he puts on a mask that makes him an ornery cuss. Carrey says he is open to another chapter of the franchise if the circumstances are right. Translation, show him the do-re-mi. If you're looking for a trip down memory lane, you might want to revisit David Lynch's foray into network television, 1992's Twin Peaks. Inspired by David Lynch's passing last week, I got the urge to check it out, and it does not disappoint. It's beautifully shot, as is all of Lynch's work, has great music, and it's got incredible acting by a phenomenal cast. It might seem a bit dated, but the story holds up. No spoilers, as casual fans might have forgotten who killed Laura Palmer. Beatles and or John Lennon fans will be interested to know that a new documentary about John and Yoko is coming this spring. Magnolia Pictures has announced that One-to-One, John and Yoko, will get an IMAX release April 11th. The film covers an 18-month period of John and Yoko's time in Greenwich Village in the early 1970s and features restored, never-before-seen footage. One-to-One will drop on Max for us streamers in late May of this year. Imagine not getting a role in a movie that is not live-action and has no real humans because the producers tell you you look like a Smurf. That is what happened to actor Josh Gad. Gad was up for a role in Avatar in 2009, but was told director James Cameron didn't think he had the right body type. Apparently, Gad has such a strange body, they couldn't even change it with CGI like they did every other actor. For more insights, check out Gad's new book, In Gad We Trust. Award shows seem to always have issues finding hosts. Not so for the Grammys, who welcomed Trevor Noah back to MC the festivities this year, which will be his fifth consecutive. Variety reports that the Emmy-winning comedian will also be a producer on this year's show. The 67th Grammy Awards ceremony will take place February 2 at the Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles. Speaking of hosts, Conan O'Brien is set to host the Oscars, but these days, announcing hosts of the nominating ceremony has even become a big deal. Academy Award nominations will be announced Thursday, January 23. This year, hosting the announcements will be comedians Bowen Yang and Rachel Sennett. If you want to watch the event live, you'll have to set your alarm as the announcements take place at 7:30 a.m. The actual Oscar ceremonies are March 2nd. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy, but warmer today. Our high in the mid-20s this afternoon, with wind out of the south becoming west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, we're going to drop back down to around zero for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine in the low teens by Friday. Mostly cloudy with a high near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It is 8 degrees outside right now.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.